Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. This information is from the late Robert L. Thoburn's The Children Trap, page 158. There are several steps that without qualification all Christians should take politically with respect to civil government schools. First, Christians must register to vote. No exceptions, no excuses. Register to vote. Exercise your God-given authority as a judge. Second, always go to the polls to vote in bond elections. Few people do, and these people tend to be those who are going to be subsidized by the money the bond issue raises if it passes. Third, without exception, vote no on the bonds. This is doubly God-fearing. It reduces the growth of civil government debt, and it hampers the civil government school system. Fourth, mobilize others to go to the polls to vote against school bond issues. Church members who know what God requires should be warned in advance about the election and then reminded on the day of the vote to get to the polls. Fifth, protest in writing all attempts by the politicians to increase property tax rates or the assessed value of property. Vote for politicians who promise and vote for property tax relief. Sixth, attend any meeting of the local zoning commission when a vote to permit the construction of churches or Christian schools is scheduled. Make a show of force. Remember, the ultimate goal here is civil government school system abolition. You cannot reform a civil government school, as they should not exist in the first place. So everything you do politically relative to civil government schools should be moving us in the direction of abolition. This means hampering the money that goes to civil government schools and eliminating the civil government school system bureaucracy on every level, not just the federal level. I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition.